And we're going to keep an eye on that story as it develops. In this country, it has been almost exactly 3 months since Hurricane Harvey unleashed about 60 inches of rain on Houston. And people there are still trying to recover from the flooding that followed. For Houstonians with HIV and AIDS, the storm was especially harrowing. As Sarah Varney from Kaiser Health News reports, many victims not only lost their homes, but also access to life-saving medications.
Angela Solomon watched out the window of her ranch house in northeast Houston as the floodwaters rose up to the windowsills. She huddled inside with her three adopted children, ages 12 to 15, a nephew, and her 68-year-old mother.
They were looking, they crying, you know, like, we're going to lose everything. My mom said, no, it'll be okay.
When the water began rushing under the front door, filling up the house like a bathtub, Solomon led her family outside and plunged into a river of water up to her chest. She recorded their escape on her cell phone.
We should have stayed at home. Ain't nowhere to go. Ooh, Lord, what is this on my leg? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Look at my poor mama, wet in this water like this.
The hurricane could not have come at a worse time for the 47-year-old single mother, who was diagnosed with HIV in 2011. Just before the storm, in a troubling sign, her T-cell count, the cells that the HIV virus kills, had plummeted from the stress of losing her job. She'd used her last unemployment check to buy school clothes and supplies that now faced certain ruin in the floodwaters.
It was like 5 feet of water. We just lost everything, cars, everything.
Everything was destroyed, including her HIV medication. When I met Solomon in Houston, it had been a month since she took her last HIV pill. There were just too many crises to contend with, dealing with FEMA to rebuild her house, finding a car, enrolling her kids in another school district.
It wasn't on my mind because I have so much other stuff to do with the kids, trying to get a ride.
That was the case for many Texans with HIV. The hurricane closed pharmacies and clinics for a week or longer. Floodwaters ruined people's medicines. Those who fled to nearby states, like Georgia, couldn't get their HIV medication prescriptions filled. As the days ticked on, many worried the amount of HIV in their blood would increase and become resistant to treatment.
My name is Donnell Walker. We're standing in front of our house.
The water was about 4 feet. First time in 52 years it's ever been flooded.
Donnell Walker waited out the storm with his 12 brothers and sisters outside of Houston. The 52-year-old former fashion designer left his HIV medication behind, assuming he'd be back to his house the next day. A week later, when he finally made it back, everything was gone.
My biggest emotion was racing in the house to check for my medication because I hadn't had it, and it was underwater because it was in my nightstand, and my nightstand was floating.
Walker went to his pharmacy the first day it reopened, but he went nearly 2 weeks without his HIV drugs.
On top of all of this disaster, I could possibly die and have that burden on top of my family.
He says he feared for his life, not only from the missed doses, but because HIV had weakened his immune system.
I had been around a lot of flood waters. I didn't know if I had gotten hepatitis or, you know, I didn't know what my condition was.
There are some 25,000 people with HIV and AIDS living in Houston and Harris County. Dr. Thomas Giordano, medical director at Thomas Street, a public HIV clinic here, says it will take months to determine, through a series of blood tests, if his patients' viral loads have been affected by the storm. Giordano, though, worries most about his patients who haven't made it back to the clinic. Hurricane Harvey upended so many lives, scattering people off to live with friends or family who may not know their status.
A lot of people don't want their friends or their extended family to know they have HIV, and so they can't get the assistance they might need to get to the pharmacy to get a refill or to take their medicines with their meals. And so a lot of them just sort of stay undercover until things are stabilized again.
Can I help the next patient here at 5?
Angela Solomon, the single mother who waded through the waters with her family, finally found a ride to the county clinic to refill her HIV prescription.
I have your Complair already, and I also have your Levicin. Do you need something else?
No.
Just those two?
Solomon walks toward the clinic exit with her medicine in her purse. Outside, it's pouring rain.
Oh, God.
I ask her where she's headed next. Back to her sister's house, she says, where she and her kids are living with 16 other relatives until her house is fixed up. She doesn't feel relief or even hope, she says. There's still too much to do. I'm Sarah Varney in Houston.